45 million, love, that's baby's money.
To you it would be, yeah.
Steve, yes. Good morning to you and the posse.
Hello!
Steve, I'd really like to invite you round to my place sometime and give you a nice hot bath.
Now listen,
oh,
now.
I'm sorry, I don't know what came over you there.
Can you stop deviating from the script we prepared?
Of course, oh, one moment, please. Ah, here it is.
There you go.
Steve, my very good friend and fellow international voiceover artiste, Dame Tanya Rich,
yes,
moved house last month and is having some difficulty in locating a decent dentist.
Really?
It seems that very few of them are taking on new patients these days. Then I got to thinking about it more seriously, Steve. I mean, let's face it, anyone could do it.
Yes.
It's not exactly difficult, is it?
I see.
All you have to do is dress up in a white coat, stick a few needles and spatulas into people's mouths.
I don't think so. I think there's more to it than that, friend.
I don't think so, Steve. Then all you do is inflict a bit of pain and then charge them for the privilege. So yesterday, I cleared out the garage, put in a reclining chair, an angle point lamp, a carpenter's drill, a couple of tongue depressors. That's right, Steve. And a mouth gag to drown out the sound of the screaming. Yes. The only problem is, matey, I don't have any anaesthetics. But I've got round that one by installing a fully stocked bar. Yes. So before we start, we'll all sit round and have a few drinks to calm our nerves. That's right. I've got my first patient coming around this afternoon, so provided the neighbours don't complain, this could be the start of something big.
I don't know. What are you like, friend?
And remember,
yes,
avoid overcrowding on public transport and have a whole seat to yourself by simply tying two small seagulls around your neck.
It's surreal now, isn't it?